Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does the 2012 tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut relate with students in schools throughout the state of Hawaii in 2021 and beyond? The answer emerges from a program called Choose Aloha. And Don O'Brien, or Auntie Don, and Tony Silva of the Bradas join us today. We pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you, dear friend, that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is, well, to lead you closer and closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that you know, no matter what you're facing, what you're going through, no matter how tough things may be, at this very moment, there is always hope in Jesus who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Tony Silva and Don O'Brien, is reaching out to you. Will you turn to him? Will you open your heart to the Lord Jesus? That's our prayer, and that's our hope. Tony Silva is the half of Hawaii's local comedy team, the Bradas, entertaining Hawaii for 24 plus years. Don O'Brien is currently Aloha Ambassador of Hawaii, representing Choose Aloha, SEL, or Social Emotional Learning. This program is offered to all DOE schools from K to graduation. Don and Tony, welcome, or I should say, both of you, welcome back to our show.
Aloha. Thank you, Danny and Lonnie.
Yes, aloha, Danny, Lonnie. So nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being with us. Don, what is Choose Love, or Choose Aloha, SEL program?
Thank you so much, Danny, and you described it very perfectly. But as I get started, I want to give a premise and a promise, because I know who we're speaking to here on your wonderful show, The Good Life, and it's people who are waiting on a good word of hope. The premise is that, as our founder, Scarlett Lewis, said, we can't always choose what happens to us, but we can always choose our response, and we can always choose love. We can always choose aloha, no matter what. So that's the premise. Now, the promise is this: always choose aloha, because aloha always wins. This all started, as you began to allude to, Danny, thank you so much, at the Sandy Hook Elementary school shooting. Some of us remember that. It made worldwide news. The president at the time, Barack Obama, cried on international television as he recounted the horrific story of 20 young people, and that was first graders, who were shot and murdered in their classroom by a gunman. And one of those little children was a little boy named Jesse Lewis. His mom went on to start Choose Love movement based out of that, which was meant for evil, God redeemed for great good. And so at the funeral, and President Obama gave him a military hero's honor burial. He was given that because he stood up in the middle of the shooting and tiny little six-year-old Jesse Lewis yelled, "Run! Everybody run!" And nine of his little classmates made it out that day to retell the story. He chose to stay back and shield his teacher, and they passed away together there at the hands of that gunman. But at the funeral, when they asked Scarlett Lewis, "What can we do?" she said, "You know, the bad news is it all started with an angry thought, but the good news is you can change a thought, and we can choose love instead of anger or hate." And so that's where Choose Love, or as we call it in Hawaii, Choose Aloha SEL program started. And I say when we say it in Hawaii because it's already impacted Danny and Lonnie, all 50 states. Mm-hmm. It's in fact in 112 different countries around the world in the last 8 years. It's gone that far. And here in Hawaii, the 50th state, it's now in over 250 schools that use it during school and as after school program, like the After School All Stars. Aloha Shaka Fly House. It's a Kaipo Hanakiawe from the Waianae side, West Side, who has it out at After School All Stars. I mean, this thing is going like wildfire because it all comes down to connection. And another word for connection is love, or aloha, unconditional love. Yeah. That's what it is.
And Danny, Lonnie, if I could just say, I was going to give that answer, but Don gave it. And that's the short version. So thank you, Don.
Right,
I'll take
right.
the credit for that.
Thank you. I know you could have given it a shot, Tony. I do.
No, you know what? And Don, you know, as articulate as she is, I definitely probably could have done it a little better. Mm. But thank you, Don, for sharing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty obvious that it's in Don's vernacular. It's in her heart, in her passion. That this project, it's a God idea. It wasn't just something that just came about. So for me to join, it was so easy. It was just a no-brainer. Mm. Prayed about it. Like, I wasn't even finished praying, and God answered me, like tapping me on the shoulder, like, why are you even praying about this? You should have gotten the answer already. Mm. So here we are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tony, what is SEL? How does it work? I mean, what do you all do? What's the plan?
The plan, once the program, you know, the lessons are anywhere from about 5 to 10, sometimes 15 minutes involved in each lesson, and sometimes there's stories in it. And because we're touching elementary, intermediate, and high school, a lot of the lessons that are being taught are based on everyday life for these kids, to include their mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, to get them ready for class, get them ready for some of the decisions that they're going to be making on a daily basis, to include some of the peer pressures that they encounter on a daily basis, their friends, teachers, you know, the negativity that's out there, bullying, anti-bullying, violence,
right.
And just how to handle these types of things on a daily basis. We kind of bring them down to ground zero. And we go from there, get them mentally prepared, emotionally, and physically as well. And we normally start off every lesson with a brave breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you talked about trauma, you talked about the challenges, and I would imagine right now they're even more glaring for our youth. Such a critical time to have this in the schools. Talk about... when we speak about childhood trauma, Dawn, how much Good. Impact is it currently having on our keiki today?
I just was in a meeting with Scarlett Lewis, our founder, Jesse's mom, and she said, you know, as we can all imagine listening or on this call, that it has skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. I mean, the COVID curve was, you know, at very first we saw it increasing and increasing. I would say that the trauma curve goes straight up like NASA, up into the skies. Mm-hmm. And so what you hear, as we were talking last week on our ambassador's phone call with Scarlett Lewis, is 1 in 4 teenagers have considered or even thought about suicide in this last year, because it now marks 1 year into the lockdowns, into the world meltdown. And number 2 statistic that really caught caught me off guard. As a person of faith and as an auntie who fiercely watches over my nephew and nephews and nieces, is one in three teenagers is struggling with stress, anxiety, and even depression. And so you'll see a lot of self-harm come out of that. What it also looks like is you're going to have increased visits to the ER. That's up by 31% for 12 to 17-year-olds. That's another startling statistic. And then, and I know a family here, I went and prayed with them. All three of their children went to the ER in one 24-hour period. And this is a family of faith. Wonderful Christian family, but all three kids just manifested different accidents and had to go to ER. Not only does that look like ER visits or stress, anxiety, depression, and even thoughts of suicide, but you're going to see dramatic mood changes, weight loss, severe risk-taking behavior, use of drugs or alcohol, even sleeping problems. Mm-hmm. And I would boil it down simply to say this. One student said, I felt like I was suffocating. Another student said, it's hard to focus when we're all stressed out because the world is falling apart. And that was a local girl, Emily Tom, who had been interviewed by Civil Beat. She's just 17 years old, but listen to the stress and the wisdom of this young person saying, hard to focus when we're all stressed out because the world is falling apart. Mm-hmm. There's a tremendous need with childhood trauma that's skyrocketing right now. I don't like to speak death over our children at all. That's not the business that I'm in. I'm into speaking life, as you all are. But here, very quickly, I have to cover is ACEs. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about a game of, 21 or card game. I'm talking about adverse childhood experiences. One of the largest, in fact, before COVID hit, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, had called ACEs the global pandemic. They said that childhood trauma, or I like to explain it to my Nanakuli Waianae, my students at intermediates in high school, trauma is a fancy word for bad things that happen to good kids, and then good kids start to make bad choices. So the 10 massive traumas that the CDC had done a big study with Kaiser Permanente, over 15,000 people were responding to an in-depth detailed study, and they boiled it down, Alani, Danny, and our listeners, to just 10 traumas that happen to children, again, bad things. And these don't even include things like being victims of war or homelessness, which you and I know are hugely traumatizing events, but they don't even include those. So listen to what the 10 are. Number one, there's household dysfunction. So that's three types of abuse. There's physical abuse, like punching, hitting, kicking a child. Then there's not just physical, but there's psychological abuse, when you call them names, when you demean them, you good for nothing, you big for nothing, all kinds of name-calling, that psychological abuse. Third type of, and I know that our listeners are doing what I did when I first heard these 10, I started checking off the ones that I had gone through as a child. But continue to listen, verbal abuse, psychological abuse. The third type of abuse is, of course, sexual abuse, whether it's molestation or full-fledged assault. It's still the same damage to the child. So after the three types of abuse, you have two types of neglect. Physical neglect, where mom and dad may not be at home and available to you. Here in Hawaii, we have, at least two people working in the home. So we just think that's normal that our parents weren't home. Back in the 70s, we were latchkey kids. We let ourselves in and babysat our younger siblings. So physical neglect and then psychological neglect. My daddy would come home from a long day of being an executive at the office, and he would start drinking. My mother would say, here's your four daughters. He goes, no, that's your kids. You watch those girls. She was out. She had to go do her thing. So we didn't have either parent available most times. And that's psychological neglect when you don't have a parent investing. Number six on the scale of 10, I'm going to go quickly, is a threat to the mother, whether that's psychological or physical threat to mom. Number seven, I bet you most of us can check this one off, divorce or even separation of the parents is hugely traumatizing to a child. Number eight, addiction in the home, whether that's smoking, drinking, or other types of addictive substances, or even pornography, video games. Number nine, mental illness, of one of your parents, and number 10, incarceration, where one of your parents or a caretaker, maybe it's your uncle, auntie, a grandparent, is in prison, and that cuts your household income, and you tend to suffer from poverty, being hungry. And again, it goes back to not having someone psychologically available to care for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you're listening to this, these are the 10 major adverse childhood experiences that our government saw happening in the United States. This is a first world country, and it's hugely impacting people of former generations, where if you have a score of one, and most people, 6 out of 10 people have at least one, but if you have a score of 4 or more, that's considered a high score, Lonnie and Danny. And once you have a high score, you begin to see the fallout of then coping mechanisms, or coping behaviors is the fancy word for it. I call it drugs. I call it, I'll have another drink, please, with another shot. Mm. I call it free sex. I call it a bunch of things that you begin to turn to. Mm. Video games. I'm checking out. I'm escaping. So is this having a massive effect on our children right now in COVID? You bet your bippy.
Mm-hmm.
Huge impact.
Absolutely.
And we have to have eyes wide open to see childhood trauma and saying, oh, you know what? Kids are resilient. Kids are strong.
Mm-hmm.
Then why are we dealing with so much rampant addiction and affliction across our society today?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Mm-hmm. Dawn, I listened to what you have to say, and my first reaction, emotion, is absolute anger. And frustration at what at the statistics you came across, the things that you're saying are something's got to be done, and I want to spend the rest of this time, the rest of this hour, talking about what you're doing in the school, how you're helping our kids, how can we as families, as community, as church, as Christians, come alongside this issue. It is a pandemic. It is a greater pandemic that is a hidden one, which is even more difficult to address. It's not addressed with money. It's addressed with love. And we want to equip every person listening in our audience with tools, with love, with encouragement, and with the passion and even the anger to get out there and do something about this. We're going to take a quick break. If you want to know more about what Dawn and Tony are doing in the schools, where the genesis of that came from, go to ChooseLoveMovement.org. ChooseLoveMovement.org, an organization started out of a traumatic situation at Sandy Hook. We all kind of know about that. We all remember that time. Now we understand God turned something evil for amazing good. And we have two absolute champions leading the way in Hawaii to make a difference for our kids today so that they will live a resilient, abundant, eternal life for Jesus Christ. Stay with us. We're with Dawn and Tony. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a here. I am in studio co-hosting today's show, The Good Life Radio, with Danny Yamashiro, and we have two amazing guests, Don O'Brien and Tony Silva, really household names in the state of Hawaii, can I mention that? Today they're here to talk about something called ChooseLoveMovement.org and their role in this organization and bringing it to the state of Hawaii. As Don talked about in the last segment, and if you didn't catch the last segment, you want to hear this from the beginning. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can hear it again and pass it along to those that God puts on your heart. But Don mentioned this, that there are 1 in 4 youth that have considered suicide in the last year. There are 1 in 3 facing depression. If that doesn't wake us up to the need to address this as a community, I don't know what will. Social and emotional learning is about having healthy relationships, deep and meaningful connections, skills and tools to be resilient and manage emotions. Auntie Dawn is well known as a former host on the Dawn of a New Day radio and TV shows. She's excited. She wants to empower our kids, our keiki, and our ohana statewide to choose aloha. Her cohort in... partner in crime is what I'm going to call him. Tony, the Brada Silva, is also very involved. Needed a hot second to say yes to partnering with Dawn in this effort. Tony, you must bring a ray of light, hope, and joy to this experience for our youth. What's it like going out there?
Oh, no, amen. Amen to that for sure. Once I heard the cry and the plea, I was like you, Lonnie, that I was in disbelief. Mm-hmm. I was certainly angry and couldn't believe it was happening in our backyard. Yeah. But I was in disbelief that there's no way these statistics are correct for Hawaii. And what can I do? And then I saw the Choose Love program that they have in the mainland. And Don was talking about localizing it for our kids, and yet keep in mind, have an opportunity to literally start planting seeds amongst our local youth without them realizing that we're planting, you know, love, peace, acceptance, respect, all the God qualities that you would find of building a relationship with Christ, but done in a way that no one would question it, and no one would say otherwise. That includes a secular world or whatever. And so that's what even drew me even closer, is that we're able to do this, just that. And to answer your question, my job was fairly simple. All I had to do was just be me, and just kind of bring in some light where there's no light, mm-hmm. bring some humor into these kids' lives, may it be from kindergarten to high school. Lighten things up for such a serious subject at times. And so that's kind of second nature for me. And the chemistry that we have, you know, there's somewhat, I think, Don, isn't there like 50, 60 lessons currently up? I think we're going to be upwards of 100 when it's all said and done.
That covers so far 77. SEL. And Tony usually brings a smile, a slap dance, a salsa, whatever it takes to get it across the touchdown line. That's what Tony does. Out of nowhere, he'll shoot his mouth off. Usually it's shocking that I'm the straight man in this duo, right, in this cohort. And he is a man. He brings all of that, and it lightens it up for the kids because they're used to a reel on Instagram being about 11, 12, 13 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to bring it real fast for them and really compelling. But as you were saying, Lonnie, it's all about connection. The way that children spell love is T-I-M-E, mm-hmm. and Tony can connect in a very compelling, concise, and powerful way. We also talk about the fact that there's PTSD. We've all heard of that with soldiers of war going through post-traumatic stress disorder. But we understand there's a lot of trauma. We just talked about that. But on the victory side of this, have you heard of PTG? Mm-hmm. PTG is post-traumatic growth. And it's a real thing. God has blessed us with neuroscience and with a brain that where there's resiliency, you can refire the synapses mm-hmm. in your brain for mm-hmm. positive. Mm-hmm. And as Scarlett always says, and what Tony brings with humor and with joy, and we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We know that laughter is like good medicine, Proverbs 17:22. And so that good medicine of getting them to laugh and then dropping in the seed deep into their heart, they need it, is that they become stronger for the stress and the trauma that they went through. And they're able to go and set other captives free. It becomes a superpower. And your scars become blended with gold that shines the glory of God. And as Tony said, we go into DOE. This is a secular program. We never talk about Jesus Christ or it'll get kicked out immediately. And we are very mindful and respectful, but we're bringing that joy and we're bringing connection through love and what we, you know, Hawaii call aloha. One last thing I'll say on this. I'm sorry I took over your time, Tony, but Aunty Pilahi Paki, one of the great practitioners of our Hawaiian culture of years ago, she prophesied something that I see happening. We all see it in front of our very eyes right now. She said, in the 21st century, the world will search and yearn for peace, and they will turn to Hawaii because the key to peace is aloha. Mm-hmm. There's also a prophecy on the head of Hawaii that says the last shall be the first. We shall be the first Christian state in the United States of America. The last shall be the first. The least shall become the greatest, and the tail shall lead the head. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine another state in the Union, and I love the United States of America, but I cannot imagine another state that has the spirit of aloha. Mm-hmm. It's our first name.
Yeah.
It's our identity. We are the Aloha State, and we can lead our nation back to Christ. Mm-hmm. And then this nation can lead the world back to the Lord. Yeah. There is one small window of hope, and we have it, and we can be those people. I believe Choose Aloha program is a very humble, simple program that's riding on the back of many other great pastors, preachers, and prophets, even organizations like Adult Friends for Youth doing the Pearl program for over 30 years, mm-hmm. working with the chief of police. We're all fighting the same fight, and this thing is catching like wildfire. We just went down to, before the lockdown shut down the entire world. And Lonnie, we're in the midst of a world war right now. Mm-hmm. It's undeclared, but it's true. Mm-hmm. There's been no other time in humanity or history when every country shut its doors and locked down its citizens. Even the free United States of America has locked itself down. And so in the midst of this, I went down spring break last year. It's spring break right now. When we're recording this, I went down to Kau and Pahala Elementary, Kau High School. They're the newest school to start this, but many schools are jumping on board. Why? Because it's a free program. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of funny humor with Uncle Tony Silva of the Brothers, and families are incorporated through Choose Love for Families. There's mm-hmm. Choose Love for Businesses. There's even Choose Love Champions for sports teams, because a lot of our traumatized and all kids play sports before the shutdown, and they spend time with coaches who become a major influencer in their lives. The original influencers are the teachers. And so you got teachers who are choosing love for themselves. When I go out and do these presentations, whether it's Ele Elementary up in Kauai or down in Kau High School, teachers have to learn compassion for themselves first. Tony, do you want to cover the four pillars that we have as part of Choose Love, Choose Aloha that we teach? And the one goes for each quarter.
Yeah, so we have four pillars, and is that okay, Lonnie?
Yes, absolutely. My next question, just because I'm just going to sit on the side and let y'all just kind of talk, and then we'll just go, hey, we got to take a break real quick, you know, but you got, the next question was, what are the four parts of the Choose a Local formula? Take it away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. We got to take a break. Okay. Hold on. Let me do my official duty. We are going to take a break real quick, and we pray that our audience would be inspired by what is Dawn is talking about. In all seriousness, this is it. We bring the joy, but the reality, the transparency of what really is going on. Folks, we cannot do it. We cannot treat our children the way that maybe we grew up. The world is different. Their challenges are different. Their needs are different. If we can't absorb that truth first and foremost, we will never be prepared to face or help this generation get through the times that they are facing. We have no idea. School is not the same. Life is not the same. The world is not the same. By bringing the joy that Dawn and Tony do, this is just a step. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Lani Ka'a here with Danny Yamashiro. We're in studio today talking about the Choose Aloha, Choose Love program. If you want more information about it, you can always go to their website, chooselovemovement.org. If you want to hear this from the beginning, and I highly suggest you do if you've just tuned in, you can go to our website, thegoodlifehawaii.com, download it, listen front to back, because this is critical. Our community helping our kids is critical at this point. You know, in the last segment, we were talking, we were just going to open it up to talk a little bit about the parts of the Choose Aloha program that is going into our public schools and really making a difference. You know, just some statistics, the research shows that kids who have access to this kind of program, the social and emotional learning program in the classroom, it has shown that the kids will not only get better grades, better test scores, better graduation rates, that they will experience reduced anxiety, lower depression, less substance abuse, lower incarceration, and fewer divorces later in life. That's research. That's proven. Tony, you were just about to talk about, you know, some of the details behind the Choose Aloha program. What do you all do?
Correct. It's called the four pillars of this program. And in getting involved, I mean, God couldn't have prepared me as such. Everything that I've learned through my Christian walk and learning through Christ, all these years have prepared me for this specific program, courage, compassion in action, gratitude and forgiveness, characteristics of Jesus and what he did for us in our lives. But we're now taking courage, compassion in action, gratitude and forgiveness into the schools and breaking it down into segments for them and literally breaking it down into specific moments that they can relate to, make it relatable to the what we call the littles, elementary school K through 6, intermediate 7, 8th grade, and then high school 9 through 12, and do it in a way that they can totally get and understand, localize, and that's been our job. In getting them ready, we talked about this earlier in the program, the brave breaths, in getting their mind, their souls ready. We take them through a really, really short breathing exercise. I like to take your listeners there very quickly as they're driving or sitting at home or sitting at the beach or wherever they're at. And it's to get their minds right in line with what's going to be taught in that 5 or 10 minute lesson. Mm-hmm. And so if they can, just kind of go ahead and inhale. Take 4 seconds to inhale. You can follow along as I'm speaking. And then you're going to take 4 seconds to exhale. And as you do that, I want you to think of something positive today, Lonnie, Danny. And go ahead and inhale nice and deep. Take it deep. Inhale. I want you to think of something positive about your family or your friends. And exhale. And as you do that, go ahead and push that air out. One more time, I want you to inhale. When you think about those things, I want you to think about something positive, maybe something that they made or said made you feel good about today. Exhale. And as we do that, we take them through about 30 seconds, 45 seconds, or about a minute. And then we tell them to kind of just shake it out, relax, and get ready for the lesson to come. That puts everybody on an even playing field, whether they're coming from recess, lunch, even for the kids that are studying at home, at, that are doing studies in home learning, which took this past year. Our kids were basically at home for a whole year learning. The beautiful thing about this program is that it's timeless. We could have done this 10 years ago. And it still would have been relevant. We can do this 10 years from now, and it's still relevant. It's like the Bible. It doesn't matter whether you read it 100 years ago or you read it 100 years from now. The word stays the same. This is that program right here. That's how much I believe in it. And that's the short answer.
Yeah.
And I'm sticking with it.
Thank you, Tony. And as he just did that, we call it a mindful moment. And you can imagine, Lonnie, Danny, and our listeners, that our minds are full to overflowing with bills and stress. And as I quoted that young lady who said, you know, it's hard to focus when the whole world is falling apart. And our children know that. They feel the financial strains on the families here locally that have gone through furloughs or firings or, wow, Love's Bread is closing or Kaneohe Bakery, and they're starting to feel that stress coming closer and closer to hit home and hit the hearts. But when we take that mindful moment, we empty all of that stuff and stress, because we can't change that. We can always choose how we respond, and we can always choose love. And so basically what Tony just led us through, the brave breath, you know, we get to breathe and turn on your whole brain. Because normally when you do the shallow breathing, you know, I've broken up a few fights out in the West Side schools where I work at sometimes, and they're usually breathing real shallow. That's the survival, fight or flight, fright breath. But when you take a deep breath, it goes all the way to the front of you by your forehead. That's the prefrontal cortex. And we teach the children these things, the three parts of their brain, the brain stem, the amygdala, and then the prefrontal cortex. We give them nice little nicknames, like the brain stem is your lizard or mo'o brain. That's just just your survival, your fight or flight. Mm-hmm. But you want to go into the amygdala, which is your emotions. That's the numbat brain. Numbat is a cute little animal from Australia. And then the third part, the prefrontal cortex, is your human. We want to hug the human, leave the lizard, and nudge the numbat to be human. So you want to be thinking in those decision-making, conflict resolution. All of your highest thoughts come in there, but you can only turn your brain on like a light switch when you take those deep diaphragmatic belly breaths, which we call brave breaths. Mm-hmm. These are easy, simple solutions. And guess what? The favorite four-letter F word of mine is free. Most educators love that word, free, because that's about what we can afford on our DOE budget nowadays and back in the days. As Tony said, we need stuff that's free, and it's got to work. Results speak for themselves. Yeah. So that's just some of the good love that we have, and it's all free online. As you mentioned, thank you, Lonnie, ChooseLoveMovement.org. It's a nonprofit, ChooseLoveMovement.org. You're even going to find a tab just for Choose Aloha, which is what Tony Silva and myself, Don O'Brien, represent. Choose Aloha has its own tab. It's near the bottom. The last shall be the first. You click on there. You're going to get a ton of short videos, and we're hearing families are enjoying this. Mm-hmm. We just got contacted by a major private school. We'll keep their name private for now because we're in talks with them this week. And a humongous canoe club wants to start using it, Lonnie. So this is good. It's impacting our ohana, our island community. Mm-hmm. But you can go on the Choose Aloha tab, and you'll get quick little lessons that families and kids enjoy. You know, you're going to get mele mele music medleys. I don't shoot music videos because I can't sing or dance. Tony can, but we shot these music medleys where we get Moki Boy Kame Aloha or Dylan Pakele, the son of Kaulana Pakele, Manao Company. He's singing Forgive Me, which is number one on the radio here in Hawaii. Those are free and available 4 or 5 minute videos your kids can watch at school. If you can help us get into more schools, right now I said there's about 200. Let's get into all the schools,
absolutely,
family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a DOE requirement. They're forced. I'm selling ice to people in the desert. They want this stuff, but there's other choices for SEL programs. Choose Aloha is the only free one, and it's the most comprehensive.
Yeah.
It's free, and it's good for everybody.
You know, I love the program, and you said in the earlier that there are programs for all kinds of organizations, right? Not just the schools. You talked about families and businesses, and Talk about that. Are you all going to go into all of our businesses and do the same?
Well, we would love to. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, no. Before Don gives that answer, you know, this thing all started because of our KKR children.
Yeah.
But what is being revealed to us is that it's far-reaching. It's far-reaching than just our educational system, that it is now bleeding into the workplace, leading into the physical fitness places where people are finding that there's such great content and it's very interactive. All of our lessons are very, very interactive, so that if a child can learn it, then certainly by far an adult can learn this stuff, because you can use it everywhere. It's not just in school, and it's not just for their relationships as children. It's for our relationships forever as we become adults in life. And isn't that what Christ wanted?
Amen.
And so we're finding out that, whoa, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg right here, that God has so much more that he wants to do with this stuff. And that's why it's amazing. I mean, we're now going into other countries. People want the Hawaii version, the local version. They like what is being taught and how it's being taught as we move forward. So,
well, you know, I can only imagine, Tony and Don, I can't think of a better pair to present such an amazing program, but honestly, delivered by anybody else, not as good. You all bring the heat, you bring the authority, you bring the joy, and my goodness, you bring the comedy in the middle of it. I can't imagine a better delivery, and God is so faithful and good to pick you
Amen.
For such a time
Amen.
As this. So thankful.
Amen.
Hey, we're going to take one more break, but when we come back, tools. What can we as families do to support this? What can we as families do to support our keiki? I know you're in there talking to them and teaching them, but I know there's an element that spills over to the home life, spills over to the home. Want to talk about that. And then want to end by praying for our kids, because this is a road that we all will have to walk. We all want to walk, but it begins with prayer. So Don and Tony, thank you for your service. We'll be back for our last segment. If you want information, we'll tell you how you can get it when we come back. Choose a Love, a Movement. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We're talking today about the ChooseLoveMovement.org, a program that was started by the actions of Jesse Lewis and the foresight of a family that wanted something good to come out of the Sandy Hook tragic shooting. This no-cost programming of Jesse Lewis' Choose Love Movement reaches currently 2 million youth in 111 countries in 10,000 schools and counting. Right here at home, we have over 200, and we're hoping for all of them to join. Hey, I'm going to make a pitch. If you know of a way that we can get this program into a school near you for your kids and the kids of those that are in your community, go to our website, www.thegoodlifehawaii.com. We'll have a link. You can connect with Don and Tony and the program and begin the journey there to bring this to your school. Don, you know, we, like I talked in the last segment, tools. There are so many things you teach our keiki. What can you teach us?
So what I can teach you is where to go and get it, and you just said it. Thank you, Lonnie. It's chooselovemovement.org, and we teach things like the belly breathing that we just did. We do the brave pose. We do mindfulness. There are so many thousands of things that we do, because at every lesson there comes this critical moment, kind of like it does in a sermon, where we both say, so what, now what? And that's the application moment. It's nice to be inspired, but it's way better. You know, I always, and speaking in kid lingo, I always have to keep fresh on my little, you know, I said the other day something in Pidgin. I said, oh, wap your jaws at Dylan Pakele. He burst out laughing. He had never heard wap your jaws. I thought I was speaking regular Pidgin. He thought I was a comedy show. So I just rolled with it. I was like, yeah, I meant to be funny. What really, I was trying to be hip with it. So the other thing I always say with young people is catching feelings. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to catch feelings, but it's way better to do something real. So go to the website. It's ChooseLoveMovement.org. There's thousands of applications, or so what, now what, within each of these. Videos are about 10 to 15 minutes. And as you said, Lonnie, it's Choose Love for Schools, Choose Love for Families, or Equipping the Ohana. Because surprise, surprise, lots of us grew up in families where, as you said, Lonnie, we didn't learn love. We didn't learn compassion. We didn't learn forgiveness for ourselves or self-compassion. We didn't even learn gratitude a lot, right? And we're starting to lose some of that in our islands. I'll get on a bus and I'll see an older Kupuna person get on the bus. I might get up and give them my seat, but I'll notice after that I'm standing, I can't give up my seat again. And other young people will not give up their seat. Used to be back in the day, you always helped Tata or Auntie or Grandma. And nowadays, we're losing that. So a lot of that is being reinfused back into our tools. Choose love for families. Choose love for teams. Sports teams, as I said, and it's all in there. In fact, if you're a teacher or an administrator, a principal, we have curriculum for each grade level, pre-K all the way through K, first grade, second grade, all the way up to graduation, which is 12th grade, all age-specific, created by educators, for educators, and you get the free script. It's word for word. You can either read it just like it is or make it your own. We have the script, plus we have slides. It takes me hours to do PowerPoint for my classes out at Nanakuli High School and Waianae High School, ALC. Now we have it all online, scripts and slides. And as they say in the DOE, you don't have to teach it in fidelity or word for word. You can make it your own. You know what works for your kids and your class. You're the captain. You're the quarterback. You make it your own. That's the best way it's going to be. But if you need a little supplemental help, there's also Tony Silva and myself doing those videos. Because, you know, a lot of the SEL got forced onto the counselors at schools. And counselors, by their nature, are kind of behind-the-scenes people who like to talk about deep feelings and resolve problems and issues and challenges. And so they get forced out into the front to have to videotape these lessons. Ba-bing! These are free and available online for you, the video lessons. For the fourth quarter coming up after spring break, it's called Compassion in Action, the fourth pillar. It's all available free and online and local style. Local kind grinds. Those are the tools that are available.
Hey, Tony, when you your involvement, so thankful again for both of your involvement. Tony, what do you think is the greatest challenge right now, say, to young men, teen men, young men? What do you try to instill into these to really address maybe the men?
I mean, that's definitely that's a loaded question. But when it comes to our young boys, young adults, teenagers, definitely I believe locally it's love. It's the love factor. It's being love. It's getting love. It's growing up in the islands that, boy, you know, cry. If you don't cry, we'll give you lickings. That, you know, you're the oldest in a family. You got to take care of family. That, you know, it's generational. It's a generational thing that's been passed on. And so for a lot of boys, it's a heavy pressure as they make their way into school. And I think that bleeds over and they act out accordingly. They treat people differently that they would never do so in their own family homes. So they do that kind of stuff. So this project, this curriculum, which Don said so eloquently, that was perfect in that there's no excuse. A teacher has a full lesson that they can count on to maybe even change their visual and audible palette so that they go from one teaching to the next. They can slip this in there. Counselors, same thing. They don't have anything. Boom. They have a resource that they can go to. It's already done. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. And then from each lesson that is taught, they can break off and teach other lessons based on the curriculum that was set forth in them. So for our young men, young boys, it's love. It's just teaching them about what it's all about. And I think the four pillars is what love is all about, you know, when it comes to these things. Yeah. So in the long run, the earlier we start them, the earlier we start these programs, I think the better off we'll be. And we certainly want to, that's why we want to get into the schools as soon as kindergarten, as quickly as we can get them.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. You know, we don't want to, we don't have that much time, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to pray, both of you to pray. And I look at this Jesse Lewis, amazing courage, right? I mean, what he did, amazing courage. That courage has got to be in all of us to take steps of action. Mm-hmm. Not just listen to this, get aware, get angry, and then go on with our day. No way. We've got to have the courage for the action. Tony, I just want to ask you to start praying for us, for action, for courage. And then, Don, would you close us out?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Well, we thank you for this wonderful program. Please sit your blood hedge of protection over Danny and Lonnie's Ohana, the radio station there, so that these words can be heard. As we go into our schools and we not only reach our children, our keiki, but we are also the firebrand to reach out to the rest of the world as their eyes are now starting to see what is going on in the middle of the Pacific as we start to become the light of the darkness in our world, to include courage, compassion and action, gratitude and forgiveness. As Lord, these are the qualities that you have instilled in us on a daily basis. We thank you in advance for what your word says and what it's going to do. In Jesus' name, thank you.
And Lord, I just pray Revelation 12:11. Mm-hmm. We know that evil is descending. It is manifesting on earth. But God, you have equipped us. But God, you have given your Son, and it says we defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb. That's a given guarantee. The blood of the Lamb by the power of our testimony, and because we're not so afraid to die, even to die to ourselves. So I pray right now over our children who, as that young lady says, it's hard to focus when we're all stressed out because the world is falling apart. Mm-hmm. Lord, help us to speak hope to our children. Help us to speak as you promised over us, Jeremiah 29:11, I never meant for harm or for calamity for you, but for a future and a hope, Lord. Speak future and hope and life. I pray over their Ohana that they also are incorporated as children of God and they can learn afresh and burn afresh their brains for good and to speak life over themselves and over their children and their children's children. Lord, we pray over the extended community, our neighbors. Mm-hmm. We pray over the educators and the counselors, the admin, even the security at our schools and our janitors, all the EAs, the educational assistants. Lord, we're all overwhelmed. But we can do this together. And so by the name and blood of our Lamb, by the power of our testimony, we're going to keep speaking life and we'll keep dying to self to lift each other up. Mm-hmm. In your precious and powerful name, Jesus, we love you so much. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And Lord God, I just pray a quick prayer over Don and Tony. Lord, I pray that you would protect them as they walk this walk of courage and be the front plate, the face of this movement, Lord God. Your word is true. Hawaii is a place where you will see the world look at us as an example of what can happen when we turn to you, when a nation, when a community turns fully to you. So, Lord God, I pray that you go before Don and Tony. They not run ahead or fall behind, but that you be with them in all that they do say, touch here, Lord God. I pray in Jesus' name that they would be welcomed into every single school, every single community organization, business, family, home, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for them, and I ask your blessing over them as they honor you with all that they have. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lonnie. Thank you, Danny. And thank you, Good Life Ohana.
God bless you both. These are timely words from Don O'Brien and Tony Silva. And that is ChooseLoveMovement.org. Don't forget that, ChooseLoveMovement.org. God's timing is perfect, everyone. There's no better time than today, right now, to share his love with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, today is the perfect day. Open your heart to him. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click on Get to Know Jesus. We have more information there about that to help us with your financial support, a donation, most importantly, your prayers. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click on Partners. Scripture says in 1 Peter 3:8, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Don O'Brien and Tony Silva. Until next time, along with Danny Yamashiro, technical producer Chaz Antai, web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Lani Ka'a'a. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.